Thank you for calling Texas46Radio.com. If you are calling for an interview, please press 1 now. I'm sorry, you have pressed an invalid selection. If you are calling for an interview, please press 2 now. Oh, my wife says I can never answer the phone like I'm supposed to. And I just wanted to see if I could at least get you through to number 2. What I did. Oh, lovely. I love it. I love it.
I thought I was like, he's really prepared.
He's really prepared. He's not even going to answer the phone. Well, I looked over at my recording. It's recording and everything, and it stopped right at while it was ringing, and the little circle thing was going around. I'm going like, oh no, I can't do that. So
that's awesome.
Thanks for playing along.
I was going to say you're really prepared if they press the wrong number and you've got a backup.
It's like I just cannot answer the phone in one normal person's way. That's just not like me. So, hey, I want to welcome to the telephone one of the ladies of Texas country music, Miss Julia Hatfield. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing really good. I like when an interview starts off on a good note, and it seems like it's gonna do that. So we'll keep on track. Don't try to screw me up or anything, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Navasota, Texas, huh?
Yep, I am from Navasota. I claim that as home. I was actually born, I guess, Conroe Woodlands area, but I grew up on a farm outside Navasota.
Okay. So you can.
That's always been home.
So you can almost fit 5 Navasotas into New Braunfels here, I guess.
Probably. I think the population is 7,049 or something.
Oh, yeah. We just keep. We grow by about that much each month here, so.
Yeah, yeah.
So what was it like growing up in Navasota there?
Well, I love Navasota. It's actually the blues capital of Texas, and I think I'm the only person who knows that.
Okay. Well, now I do now, so.
Well, it's a cool little town. I love growing up on the farm. I mean, for me, it was always special to – I was homeschooled, so being able to wake up every morning and be out on the farm with a bunch of animals with my family and, you know, just really embrace that. I grew up in a very healthy way.
Okay, so raising – you said, like, animals. Cattle, chicken? Goats?
We had cattle for a long time. We actually had an organic vegetable business for quite a few years. My family did. So we had, you know, a football size field of tons of different vegetables that we grew organically.
My goodness, my wife would be going like, what? Now who is this girl again? Let me give her. Yeah, we're definitely going the organic route here as much as possible at the
house. Can't beat the quality of the food. So.
Oh, you definitely can't. If you grow it yourself, it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. What we're known for, the farm, is we have 9 donkeys. So,
well, you can only, you know, you can just have one and be known for having a donkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially, we've got, we're kind of just outside the city limits here, but not considered in the city. We just have chickens and ducks here at the house. That's our first goal, and eggs are going well. But we have donkeys on probably 3 sides of us. A block to the left, a block up ahead, and they definitely both have a distinct braying or whatever it is, the sound that they do, and you'd almost it's going like, what's the matter when we first heard it, it's like, what's the matter with those, is that some guy over there laughing? Like, couldn't figure out what it was. Then we finally figured that out. Now it's unmistakable.
Yeah, donkeys, they're very interesting animals, make really interesting noises, too.
Yeah, they do.
They're very talkative.
Amongst other things. But anyhow, let's move along. So, you think you're an old soul. What's up?
Well, for me, I grew up on a lot of just classic music, not just classic country in itself, but, you know, lots of different types of classic music, and that's always inspired me. I was always the kid who'd go over to somebody's house and talk to the parents more than I did the kid I was hanging out with.
Right, okay.
I just always valued relationships with the older people and learned from them. And so just everything that I've been influenced by and the things that I've always been interested in have always been very classic things. And so for me, I feel like that's something that's so important. And, you know, growing up on a farm, just having those values and those things that I hold really dear to my heart.
Sure.
I feel like that kind of contributes to the old soul.
It definitely does. It's kind of like here, sometimes we feel like we were born in a different period, different time period. And
yeah.
Definitely. So who are some of your influences?
Well, I've got a wide variety of influences. I love, when it comes to country, Dolly Parton and Alan Jackson are two of my top favorites, just because I mean, for me, country music is about storytelling. It's about getting to the heart of someone's story or what they're going through. And so having artists who write so much of their own material, I feel like it you can't compare to that. I mean, it's one thing to sing someone else's song and to put yourself in someone's shoes, but to know that somebody wrote the song and they're delivering it, you can just tell. And so Dolly, I mean, is the queen of songwriting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have Alan, who on most of his albums has released, you know, things that he's written with his producer, with other writers. Occasionally, you know, he'll do a song that someone else has written, but
right. He
just always delivers it like it's from his heart. And so I always have appreciated that. But when it comes to some things outside of country, people make fun of me for this. I grew up on disco and funk. And so
I think our interview is over now, folks. So let's see what we're talking with. Disco and funk. That's probably yeah. last on the bottom of my next to rap. But okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah.
Who was it that you listened to?
So my dad had me convinced when I was little. That was, you know, top 40. So I knew all the words to Brick House by the time I was two. So
hey, well, and you know what? Bands still play that song, and it still
oh,
gets
yeah.
people on the dance floor. So don't feel alone.
Yeah,
you're okay.
It makes you dance. Anything that can make you dance, I'm all for.
That's all.
Yeah, I still listen to that. A lot of influence from that. And
okay.
then I believe, you know, Michael Jackson is just so iconic when it comes to, you know, his hard work, stage presence, his writing, his just everything about him. He just was an icon. And I like how individual he was, although
well,
I'm sure
yeah.
a lot of people make fun of me for that.
No. You know, you being so well-rounded in different genres, what is the last – well, see, you're only – well, it won't date me, but you're only in your lower 20s, I guess.
Yeah, I'm 20.
You're 20, okay. So if I was to say, what was your last non-country concert that you went to? If there is one, there may not be one. You may not be a fan of some of the stuff that's out right now.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure, but my brother's birthday was back in August, and he's a huge fan of Imagine Dragons, so I'm taking him to see that this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, so there you go. So now your next interview you have is somebody, if they just happen to ask that question, which I doubt, you know, you'll at least have an answer for it. So does anybody tell you that you know, when they hear you maybe for the first time or heard you a couple of times, that they say, you know, you sound just like...
Yeah, some people do tell me that. I find it's... every once in a while, someone will say, you kind of sound like a certain artist. For me, I'm glad that I don't hear that too often because I want my own sound.
Well, that's true.
And so I feel like there's a bunch of different artists growing up on such an eclectic iPod, I guess you'd say.
Right.
Just listening to all this music. I feel like the people who come up and say that, they'll say Dolly Parton. Every once in a while, I'll get somebody say, like, Janis Joplin or Nora Jones or something. Somebody said I'm the female Brad Paisley.
Oh, hey, that's okay. That's all right.
Well, yeah, that's not too bad. That's not too
that's
bad.
Something, that's something. See, that's something. That's a goal to have right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, great. Well, it's, you know, it's great to have more ladies like you in the traditional, going the kind of the traditional route, or at least including some of the traditional route in your songs. And I, had number one, appreciate that, trying to keep country music alive.
Yeah, definitely.
And so in regards to some of your music, not going to the music yet, but do you prefer full band or acoustic shows?
Primarily what I do is acoustics. Every once in a while I'll have, you know, jump up with a band I'm opening for and perform. I love the feel of a full band, but I play about over 120 acoustic shows a year.
Okay.
And so acoustic, I feel, has been really good for me. I've been performing acoustic shows for 4.5 years, and it's been really good because I feel like you can really take a song, whether it's one of my own or somebody else's, you can strip it down and just really focus on the heart and the words behind the song.
Okay.
And so I love acoustics when it's a really intimate setting and there's people who are really engaged because they're there to listen to the songs. And so I appreciate that. But then again, there's nothing like the feel of jumping up with a full band.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's definitely the power behind behind the full band. Yeah, we do acoustic shows occasionally, but we're just, you know, we came from the old school of the full band. And we just, whenever we're doing full band, it's just like the energy is just, you know, we can't really hear much anymore. But played so much music for so long.
But that's another nice part about the acoustics.
you can definitely control your volume there.
There is
no doubt. Let's see here. In regards to your recordings, do you do most of your stuff with Bill over at BGM?
Yeah, I've done quite a bit with Bill over the past, I guess, 3 years now. Well, 2.5, more like. But I had an EP that I recorded with Bill, and we finished the EP, and it's now the album Hopeless Romantic, okay. And that released in May. Okay. But a lot of my recordings the past couple of years have been with Bill. He's just such a classic country guy.
I love Bill. We've known Bill since the 80s.
Yeah.
And next time you go there, or next time you talk to Bill, just say, hey, tell me about that Jay Eric and that Bleeders Creek, those Rumor Town guys. Tell me about them. And he probably wouldn't even know where to start. And he probably would be like, oh my gosh, we'd have to sit down over lunch that he could buy you. Okay, let's see.
He's a sweet guy. I love recording with Bill because he's kind of, you know, become a grandpa figure to me because he just has always been very caring. He's one of those people that you get involved with. And same with Debbie, my radio promoter's wife. I mean, they care about you. I mean, they care about your career, but when it comes down to it, they want to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you don't find a ton of people like that when it comes to, you know, it's a business, and so it's hard to find some of those people sometimes. In Texas, I feel like they're more accessible, but, you know, it is a business. You run into some people who don't have your best interest at heart. So.
Exactly. So when people are going to want to record, they're going to want to go see Grandpa Green over at BGM BGM Recording Studios.
He's going to kill me now.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure I tag him. He had a little cameo spot in here. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, I mean, I've always dreamed really big. I remember going to a concert back in 2012, and it was an American Airlines Stadium in Dallas, and I walked into that place and just realized that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to touch a very wide variety of people on a very broad scale, and for me, my music is my calling, and so whatever scale I'm able to do that on, I mean, it's a blessing. But for me, it's always been wanting to work to a really broad audience and be able to pack out the stadiums. And for a while, I wasn't open to saying that out loud. But now that I have, it's a goal.
Well, that's good. And you're probably doing this, I'm assuming, maybe full time, or do you have another job on the side? Or
yeah, full time.
Full time. Okay, so you can take all your concentration and put it into that.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is. So what's your most exciting achievement?
Just within the music?
Well, you could say graduating from high school. That's what everybody wants to do. Yay! But no, let's go with all right now.
I was ready to be out.
Yeah, you can't wait to your 10-year reunion, I bet. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
No, let's go with music.
I'd say... And there's a couple things that stick out. I mean, I grew up going to Luckenbach, so my first time playing at Luckenbach was pretty exciting.
Okay.
That actually happened over the summer. Anytime I get to open up for people that I really admire their music, such as like Jason Eady, get to open up for him every once in a while, and it's just always very inspirational and realize that, you know, you're on that path because of people who inspire you.
Right. So you're taking plenty of pictures and video and stuff of this?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Do you have a photo album? Or you probably don't have to have a photo album anymore. Now you can keep it on a disc.
Yeah. It's all on Facebook or the computer.
My gosh, I gave myself away. Photo album. Yeah, we've got photo albums straight from us playing in the early 1980s.
That's awesome.
All the way through now. So I'll post a few on a Throwback Thursday every so often, but I kind of want to limit myself to those most embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
Let's see. Just friends in common. You know, something I found out interesting, that we have 96 friends in common on Facebook.
Wow.
So do you talk to them every day like I do? No, nah, I mean, that's right. Me neither.
Probably not every day.
Yeah, just when you think nobody ever posts anything on, nobody ever likes any of my posts, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you put something on there, and then you get 300 likes, and
yeah, it's bizarre. All that stuff, posting certain times a day, and you know, it's a science.
It's Facebook's algorithms that they say who gets to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. So playing on stage, and this will probably be even worse when you're playing acoustic, but have you ever forgotten the words to a song?
Oh, yeah.
Got any good ones or one good one that you really just kind of, okay, so you did it, but then how do you backpedal? How do you get yourself out of it?
Well, what I like about definitely with acoustics is if I mess up, it's all on me. And so that way the whole band as I'm wondering what's going on. But I always just look at it. I'm like, you know what? They're going to think it's artistic expression.
Uh-huh. Oh, she's going to do a medley.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to sing the first verse over again, and they're just going to think it's artistic expression. And
honey, that was so good. Did you hear? I love that. Yeah, that's what they'll
exactly,
say.
That's good.
And they'll clap for it irregular. That's just all part of the show.
Yeah. And at the end of a show, sometimes, you know, during the middle of a show, I'll ask, you know, does anybody have any requests? And for me, I play a lot by ear. So if somebody can bring a song up that I probably have heard 1,000 times but don't know all the words to, I'll Google it. I'll look it up on my phone. I'll figure out the melody in my head and play it by ear and then just sing it off my phone.
That's good.
And so, you know, sometimes you lose your place doing that.
Well, you can. You'll be going along. And I've told somebody before, we did the last one we did, we were doing a full band show, and Jay started playing a Randy Travis song on the other hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he started singing the verse, and then it just kind of went just woo out of his brain.
Yeah.
And he's like, starts a little humming and then kind of backs away from the mic a little bit. And we just, we've been playing together for so long that it's after we get the tears of laughter out, you're lucky if you can make the next verse of a song until you get it all out.
Yeah.
It's just, those are just such funny moments.
Yeah. I remember actually at my album release party, and I have sang Hopeless Romantic hundreds and hundreds of times live. And I was up on stage with my co-writer, Billy O'Rourke, and his son, who's playing drums. And we're going through Hopeless Romantic, performing it live, and, you know, the title track of the album. And I don't know what happened, but I think I started singing the first verse or the second verse, and I just went with it. And I'm thinking, all these people know that I'm messing it up.
Well, they're trying, you know, so you put that seed of doubt in their brain. They're thinking, like, oh, maybe I listened to this wrong, but I'll sing along.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe they'll go download it now and go over it. Be like, do I hear that?
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is fun here so far. Let's see. We're moving down the fast stretch here. Speaking of fast, let's do a fast five with you.
Okay.
So that's going to be the fast five with Bruce Allen here on Texas46Radio.com with Julia Hatfield. And you don't ever use the word Rose in your title when anybody introduces you. It's all Julia Hatfield, right?
Yeah, basically it's Julia Hatfield.
Okay, they don't use Rose unless when you were young you were getting in trouble. Julia Rose.
Exactly.
Okay, there we are. Okay, so you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your favorite food?
Oh, I have to go with peanut butter and jelly.
Oh,
or
peanut
lobster.
Butter and jelly. Oh, or lobster. Oh, not a combination, but we'll take one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay, how about your favorite movie?
Oh, Saving Private Ryan and Forrest Gump.
Saving Private Ryan, was that another one from that sounds familiar from another answer if I have from somebody, but that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Musicians have some things in common.
Yeah, and I love military movies. So.
Oh, okay, that's good. So here, this one's going to be probably self-explained, but your favorite season or holiday?
Probably Christmas. Probably Easter or Christmas.
Easter or Christmas. Okay, how about your favorite candy?
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. I can eat Tootsie Rolls all day long.
Oh my gosh, yeah. People don't seem to like those. I don't know why. I'm like, that's fine. You just give them to me when you trick or treating.
You know, you can't find the big ones much anymore except in a specialty dollar store.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, you get those big containers that have the little individually wrapped ones. It's kind of like, "Oh my gosh, unwrap another one and then the mess it leaves behind the paper."
Yes. Yeah, I know you were there. There's a pile.
So that's my favorite too. Cool. And then go ahead.
Lately, I've been on the road and I just get milk duds at the gas station. I don't know why I like them, but I've been getting milk duds at every gas station I stop
milk
at.
Milk duds. That's kind of okay. Well, I guess a little substitute. I guess that'll work. That'll work.
Yeah, it's kind of like Tootsie Rolls.
Okay, that'll work. And then the last one here. Your favorite cartoon character.
Oh. That's a hard one. I grew up watching cartoons every morning, so I.
So whenever you think of cartoons, there's got to be one that comes to mind.
Well, what's funny is I'm thinking of one who is iconic in kind of a different way. I love Lucy.
Okay.
And so the little cartoon of her at the beginning of the show.
That'll work.
That's not really a cartoon character, but that's immediately what I thought of when you said that.
Okay. That's work. Nobody will hold that against you. Okay. Maybe I'll just edit out number five here. Okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your latest. Well, first of all, I love all of your tunes.
Thank you.
That I've got. And I think The Hopeless Romantic, Bad Thing. What was the other ones now?
Who I Wanted You to Be.
Who I Wanted You to Be.
He's Just Not That Into You. Okay, those are the four singles.
Okay. And He's Not That Into You is your latest one.
Yes.
Okay. So how did that one come into being?
Well, I've always been intrigued by that line because, you know, growing up, I didn't really date or anything like that. I wasn't into all that. But, you know, you'd start liking a guy and he just paid no attention to you or vice versa. And it's right. Just like, you know, that's a terrible feeling. Mm-hmm. It's a terrible feeling to, you know, be a girl or a guy and then realize, you know what, they're not into
they're
me.
Just not into you. There's another one. Jeez.
Yep. Yeah, we needed a happy song or a kind of a fun song, more like, to talk about that subject. And I've always been intrigued by that line. So I told Billy, I was like, hey, I've got some ideas, but I really want to write this song. And so we got it done.
Okay. Well, that's good. It's a great tune. I love the song. And, of course, I'm looking forward to anything else that's coming up after that. Do you have another single lined up or a new album in the works? Or?
Well, my wheels are spinning on an idea that I'm thinking will be the next single. Okay. Still kind of deciding some stuff.
Off the same album or something fresh?
Maybe something fresh.
Okay, something fresh, so, something new. We'll just see.
Yeah. I mean, the album came out in May. It's ancient now.
Well, you know, it is what it is. And a new song comes out, somebody's never heard it before, it's new.
Yeah.
No matter how far back it goes. So how about introducing the tune for us?
Well, my name is Julia Hatfield. This is my latest single, He's Just Not That Into You, on Texas46Radio.com.
Mighty fine. Let's listen to the tune, and we'll be right back with Julia Hatfield. That was Julia Hatfield with He's Just Not That Into You here with Bruce Allen and Texas46Radio.com. And we are very lucky to have Miss Julia on the phone with us today. Everything going well in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah, going pretty well. I'm about to head out on the road again. I finished up a show yesterday in Brenham, Texas. And so that is a venue that I love to play, Home Sweet Farm.
Okay.
I've been playing there for a long time. And so anytime I get the chance to go out there, it's a fun time.
Cool. So you have any big shows coming up?
Yeah, quite a few things coming up, especially towards the end of November. I'm going to be out, let's see, back in Conroe. I'm going to be in Chapel Hill, Irving. I'm going to be a little bit all over the place. And then Hondo's out in Fredericksburg. So quite a few traveling things going on.
Cool. And it's a shout-out time. So if you want to give anyone that may be listening a shout-out,
okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't know if Jake will be listening, my brother, because he's probably going to be in class.
Well, he can tell him to step out and come to the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Bless his heart. He studies all the time, so maybe he'll be studying.
Who else? Who else is out there?
Let's give this one to Mom and Dad.
Okay.
And then we've already given a shout-out to Bill and Debbie.
Uh-huh. That's good. So. Good. Okay. Well, there you go. So where can people find your music?
They can check it out, juliahatfield.com. It's got links to iTunes, Spotify, stuff like that. So anywhere music is sold, you can check it out. And then for me, I like it when people can come to the show and I can, you know, show them the album and then get their own copy. I know people don't have CD players in their car anymore, but...
Well, you never know. So,
yeah.
Oh, do you?
Well, actually, I'm driving my grandma's car right now, so yes.
Okay, all right. So...
She's got a big old Lincoln.
Okay. Ooh, a big old boat there. So what? Yep. Do you have a CD in there?
Let's see.
If you do, what is it?
I just got it back from my dad, so he may have taken it.
Oh.
Let's see. I actually have a 76 Ford Ranger, and so it's got an 8-track player.
Man.
I don't even have a CD player.
Those are the trucks videos are made of.
I'm like, I need to put that in a video. It's my baby. Her name's Jessie.
So no CD in the thing?
No CD in right
now.
Oh,
well, okay. And that would have been something to pull out. Oh, it's mine. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, not mine.
All right. Hey, we've been listening to Conversations with Bruce Allen and the lovely and talented Julia Hatfield. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
All right. So hopefully I'll get to meet you in person here sometime.
Yeah.
I know most of your schedule is all mid-Texas up. So if you ever get down to the San Antonio direction here, give us a shout-out.
Definitely. Well, I'd go there all the time to see Bill and Debbie.
There we go. Okay. Well, that sounds good. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again sometime soon, and take care.
Thank you.